Story here from CBS Market Watch. Travelers have long faced issues with delayed or canceled flights and often have had to fight airlines for compensation they feel that they are owed, but not anymore. Mm-mm. Not up in here.
It's today, isn't it?
I believe it went into effect yesterday. The U.S. Department of Transportation has new rules. They went into effect yesterday that require airlines to provide a refund to passengers when the carriers, now here's the tricky part, quote, cancel or significantly change their flights, significantly delay their checked bags, or fail to provide the extra services they purchased.
Define significantly.
There it is right there.
Smelling a loophole here.
Many consumer advocates have welcomed the initiative. This is long overdue, said Cleveland-based consumer attorney Dan Caron. Some of these new airline refund rules are not the most revolutionary, but they're all certainly pro-passenger, and passengers needed a little wind at their back in terms of how to deal with the airlines. Okay, flight cancellations do qualify for sure.
Okay, but like how... Is it an immediate, like, here we're going to give you a check, immediately refund? How does this work?
Airlines must promptly issue a refund. Now, just like significantly.
What does promptly mean?
Define promptly. By the way, we're going to do terrible jokes coming up in 10 minutes. So if you have an arable but terrible joke, go ahead and start sending those in to the text line at 913-586-7798. Your joke has to be arable but terrible. Read that, dad jokes. We're doing terrible jokes, 10 minutes. Send in your terrible jokes at 913-586-7798. Airlines must also provide prompt notifications to passengers of their right to a refund when an issue arises, or when issues arise. So in that one, define prompt and define issue. This is very vague.
Well,
very.
And they write it that way on purpose because we all know about this thing called lobbies. The airline lobby has a lot of money.
Okay. Must promptly issue a refund.
They want to protect their money the best they can.
I guess.
Would like my flight to arrive promptly when they tell me it's going to.
There was a weather delay. The skies are blue. Yeah, it was weather somewhere else.
I know. Yeah. Isn't that always the case? Something happened in Dallas, and now here we are.
Speaking of air travel, the longest direct flight in American Airlines history is now in the books. Flight AAL-7. Departed from Dallas Saturday night, landed at Brisbane Airport in Australia after nearly 16 hours in the air and 8,300 miles traveled.
This makes my ankles hurt just thinking about
it.
Landed 33 minutes early. That was prompt.
Hey, good for them. Caught a current.
It was a Boeing 787-9. Took off at 9:57 Saturday night. Landed at 4:57 Monday morning in Australia.
Do you get three meals on that flight?
Well, it was a 16-hour flight. I would hope so.
How much booze can I get?
That's the question. How drunk can I get on that flight?
You're not supposed to get drunk on a flight.
You think I'm the only person asking that question? Everyone's thinking it.
The plane carries 285 people, but American Airlines would not say how many people were actually on board. You couldn't pay me. I always thought when I was a kid, younger. First of all, I wanted to go to all seven continents at some point in my life until I found out how much it cost to go see Antarctica. And I definitely wanted to see Australia.
Okay.
I will go to my grave having never seen Australia.
It's too long to get there.
Way too long.
Oh, I would love to go.
And way
I hate
too long.
Planes. I would sacrifice 16 hours of
Sam, your
hell.
Legs are too long. I'm sorry. That's you're like true. A gazelle. I just don't think it's a good idea
Sam,
for you.
It's not 16 hours. It's 16 hours in the air.
Right.
Because you would have to leave Kansas City, go to L.A.,
yeah.
L.A. to Honolulu,
right.
Honolulu to Australia.
I might need a wheelchair once I get there, but it would be worth the sacrifice.
No thanks, man. No way. Anything over 8 hours, I ain't going.
Agree.
TMZ Las Vegas is heating things up for election season with some adult entertainment spots rolling out steamy voter incentives from.
Voter incentives should never, ever be in the same sentence.
Some of them are off. I can't read some of this, Sam. Why'd you print this?
Because I like to watch you dance around it.
They're offering free
services,
dances on
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
And, if you have a I voted sticker.
And discounting some other things that I can't talk about.
Good God.
Really, Sam?
I thought you were going to dance around it.
I did. Thank you very little.